This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
My bad, I wasn't going to do Little Victories.
Whoops. I am.
All right, DZ, what's your little victory this morning?
My little victory is we back,
dog!
Yeah!
2 weeks off.
Yeah.
Long time off, let me tell you. But it was good.
It was
really
great.
Good. So we're back. And I'd say that is the little victory this morning
100%.
For sure.
And I didn't write 25. I wrote 26. So I started it off perfect.
Congratulations.
Haven't messed it up yet? I will. But I haven't messed it up yet.
Happy 2026. Yesterday was our anniversary.
It's our anniversary.
Our
happy anniversary.
Of DZ's when he returned to Kiss FM. The show's been on for 3 years
the
now.
The comeback.
And it was a good holiday, and I can't wait to hear about everybody else's holiday next because
yeah.
A lot happened.
Oh, so much went
on. A lot happened. It's been 2 weeks. I mean, seriously, what have you guys been doing? I need details.
Too much has gone on.
I miss my people.
And we need to catch up because we got to catch y'all up, so y'all got to catch us up. You see how this works? This
seriously.
Catch up? It's quid pro quo. This for that.
The question of the day is coming up next, and let me tell you, we're coming out of the gate crazy today. We've got Bucks tickets.
Oh, yeah.
You want to go see the Milwaukee Bucks?
Duh.
Those are happening on the show today. We've got tickets to see Hannah Burner from Bravo. If you're a Summer House fan, you know who she is. If not, don't worry about it. Doesn't
matter.
About it. And they tell me we have a big announcement this morning well.
They did say we got a big announcement.
I don't know what it is, but they said we have an announcement right after Am I the Jerk. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Let's get there first.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah. So the question of the day's coming up next, and we're back. Happy 2026. January 5th, we made it.
So close.
The longest month of the year.
Is the year over yet?
Stop it. It's got to be better than 2025. That's all I know.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
We're back.
Big whip out, big back.
Ah,
not
happy.
Big back like the big back, but you know what I mean.
Whatever. You call me whatever you want. I know who I am.
Same girl.
Ali and DZ have returned. It's a new year and a new show, and I'm excited about this. Okay, you ready to do this? We're going to talk about our holidays because I have no idea what you did over the holiday. Like, none.
None?
We were like, we're going to see each other. We're going to hang out. And
we were lying.
We didn't. I didn't see you once.
I ain't going to lie.
What happened?
I left. left, when, you know, when we went, you know, on our vacation the last day, it's like, hey, I'm not going
to
say Happy New Year because I'm going
to
see you.
That's what
and
you
then,
said
and
to
then
me.
I got in the car and went, I might not see her. But that's how we live our lives and we love each other still.
You did not see me.
I did not see you.
But
Allie talking about, I'm going to come see the house. I'm going to come see the renovations. Did not come over.
I didn't
over.
Even make it downtown barely. I don't even know if I did once.
Allie ain't get off the boat on her cruise.
Honestly. The days I was at port, I just acted like I wasn't, man. I said I was gonna. I said I was gonna design my holiday like a cruise, where some days I was at port and some days I was, you know,
at sea,
yep. at home, and couldn't be bothered. And it was funny how many people said to me, "Enjoy your cruise over the holidays." I was like, "Thank you
so much." So you're like, "I'm not going on a cruise." Oh yeah.
Okay, so your holiday was good though.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, not being here allowed us to do other things throughout our day, because my wife's a teacher, so she was off work for those 2 weeks. Our sons, one's 2 years old, Danny. He doesn't go to school.
It doesn't matter. He's just there all the time. That's what life with a toddler is like.
And our four-year-old, it was his first experience with, like, winter break. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, it was nice to take a little time off. Still work some Bucks games. Still work some other events. Mm-hmm. I'm a hockey host now, apparently.
I saw that. Look at you hosting hockey games over the holiday.
Quick Trip loves me.
Look at you.
I'm trying to get a Quick Trip in Milwaukee.
I support this. I support this very much.
We caught up on laundry. Bruh.
Oh, my gosh.
And we also almost finished our home renovation.
Really?
With the kitchen, yeah. Patched it up, the wall.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't do anything. I'm such a loser.
No.
Tell me what you did.
Tell me what you didn't do, because I'm jealous.
What didn't I do?
tell me all of it.
Everything,
what
pretty
shows
much.
Did you catch up on?
Okay.
What did you scroll through?
Oh, I watched every documentary invented on Netflix. Like, every single one.
Stranger Things? I know it's not a doc.
Okay.
But did you dip in?
No, but Hudson did, and he is obsessed. He called me, and he goes, the finale of Stranger Things shook me.
Eh.
And he goes, something happened and it just had me. And I go, I'm not watching it.
Yeah.
I'm too far behind.
We
There's
caught up.
No way.
We caught up and watched it through and finished it out with everybody. It was crazy because on New Year's Eve, by no planning, we started the last episode at midnight.
No
planning whatsoever. I had just gotten home from a Bucks game because it was a New Year's Eve game.
Yeah.
And we finished watching the second to last episode. Wherever minutes we were in the episode, timed us perfectly for the next last final episode to start at midnight. It was bananas.
That's crazy.
I mean, we were asleep 10 minutes later.
I did go to Pato on New Year's Eve. I got
you
dressed
Pato?
Up. I forgot to say I got dressed up. Well, I did text you that night because I ran into a guy who's like, I know you, DC, I fixed his gutters once. And I went, that's cool.
Yeah, my guy Tyler. Shout out my guy Tyler.
He probably doesn't remember me, but you did.
Little does he know I do remember. He saved us a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
But how was Pato? How was Pato?
Pato was good. We were supposed to have a dinner reservation, and then I got there, and my friend said that the guy who made the reservation made it for January 31st instead of December 31st, and he wasn't even there. He ended up bailing, so the irony. So there was no dinner. So
no dinner.
I gambled, I drank, and I went home, and that was it. I was in bed by 9.
Oh, okay.
We were there during the day.
During the I thought you was there all night. Mm-hmm. Oh, you threw me off with that one then.
Yeah, I was there from like a 4 to 8. Yeah, it was a perfect New Year's Eve.
We've always wondered what New Year's Eve at Pato is like.
Yeah.
We've had some friends that have worked there in the past.
Busy.
And we're like, bro, it's
They
poppin'.
Had a party and the line was crazy, but like we just stayed downstairs and gambled.
And then we had kids. It was like, so it's like, what are we going to do at Pato with kids?
Nothing.
Bro? Nothing.
You're in my old phase. Mm-hmm. I'm in the new phase. See?
Mm-hmm. We're looking forward at you like, yes.
Look at the phones are ringing. I miss all of our listeners.
We trying to talk to them?
Yes. I mean,
what
we're going to have to remember where all their theme songs are. Screw it. We'll start with one. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Yo, it's your boy, the ROG.
There he is.
Happy New Year.
Let's get you
New
right.
New Year, Roger in Milwaukee. Okay, called 5 days in a row. Got your own theme song.
Yo. Good morning. Good morning, Allie DZ, Milwaukee Stand Up. It's your boy, the ROGER. If you don't know, now you know. Let's go.
Roger.
What up, dog?
It's so nice to hear your voice.
No doubt. No doubt.
I've been talking to myself for 2 weeks. I didn't know who to talk to. I'm like, sheesh. Where is everybody?
We back, though. What up,
know,
Roger?
Right?
Well, how was your holiday?
Oh, it was excellent. Uh-huh. I mean, the holidays, you know, I can't ask for more. I mean, just family, friends, good times.
No fights? No fights?
No fights.
Wow.
Santa showed up and showed out?
Ooh. Wow. My family would have been everybody throwing things, yelling. That's amazing.
Maybe a minor bicker here or there, you know?
Yeah, we were throwing things and, you know, yelling at each other, but it was all in happiness, you know? It's a good time. It's a good time.
Aw, well, Roger, you know, hold on. We got to talk to you off the air. Don't move, okay? I got to tell you something off the air.
Ooh.
For sure.
Don't go anywhere. hold on. All right, we want to talk to everybody. You know what? It's like you got to grease the wheels. I forgot that we have texts.
We got texts. Oh, and the texts are coming in too. 414-533-1037. You can feel free to text or call us. People saying, like, sharing what they did. They telling us happy anniversary. They saying buenos dias, good morning. We missed you.
It is our 3-year anniversary yesterday of DZ and I on the air. Ayo!
Wepa.
So it's exciting to be back. All right, we want to hear about your holidays. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so we're talking about what we did over the holiday, and I love seeing the texts come in. People are saying things like, happy anniversary, I missed you guys. You guys are my victory, Anne. Thank you, Anne. Alyssa in Menominee Falls said, I did nothing over the holiday break, and it was awesome.
Magical.
You know what was also nice? No traffic anywhere, ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you could drive at 7 a.m. and there was traffic, but it wasn't rush hour.
Unless it was the eve of something, it was pretty low key.
Lisa and Skylar from Germantown texted in and said they met DZ at the Badger hockey game last week. They were so excited to
meet
you.
They were excited. They rolled up on me.
Aww.
It was good to meet y'all too.
Aw, well, let's go to the phones. You know who I want to start with? Let's start with Amanda in Racine, one of the OGs to this show. Girl, you came into 2026 right on point.
You're welcome.
Girl, we are on point. Oh, let's go. What'd you do this holiday?
That's right.
Amanda, tell us something cool about your holiday.
Yeah, me and the kids did a lot of fun things. We did the Santa Cruise in Lake Geneva.
What?
The Santa Cruise? Yeah.
I didn't know about this.
Santa actually has an island in Lake Geneva, I guess.
Oh. He vacations here in the summer.
Stop it. Yes. Okay.
And he was actually telling the kids, Savannah and Isaiah, that they are on the nice list for this year.
Ooh.
So we're starting off strong.
Oh, it's only been 5 days, but good job.
They're on the nice list for this year. Okay.
For 2026. That's funny. Aw, well, I'm glad you guys had fun on the Santa Cruise. Did Santa give you everything you wanted for Christmas?
Yeah, I got actually some nice AirPods, so now I can call into you guys without hearing ringing in my ears.
Now we're talking.
We leveled up in the world.
Way to evolve,
yes,
Amanda. I'm so proud of you. Thanks for calling, girlfriend.
Yes. Love you guys.
Love you back. Miss you. Bye.
Bye. Kelly in Sussex texted, and I forgot to tell you this. I went with her to get a tattoo. I didn't get one. Don't worry. We're getting one this month,
You saw
right?
my face, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was about to. Ooh.
I told her that I would not get a tattoo without you. And that
I was about to leave.
No, we're doing it on the air,
okay.
But she got two new tattoos, and I went with her. I went all the way to Key Wascom, dude.
You went to Key Wascom for some ink?
45 minutes, and then we get there, and she tells me it's a female-owned shop. I go, oh, no prob. I'll drive any day for
we
a female.
We got those in Milwaukee,
whatever.
Too.
Key Wascom, shout out. Hey. So it was great. No, they were really nice. Alter ego tattoos.
Word.
So I got to meet some nice people. I went to Key Wascom. I saw West Bend. I did the wave from far away. And
that's all you
then
need.
Then I came back to Milwaukee.
That's fun, though. It's like a little like intro session before you get to your tattoo session.
It was interesting watching her get a tattoo.
You've seen a couple people get a tattoo now, right? Yeah.
Now
I think that warms you up to it. Perfect. Because we're still on the docket for that one.
For sure. I want to go to Ariana in West Dallas next.
Ariana?
Uh-huh.
Well, did you guys go caroling like y'all had a plan?
Well, it's funny you asked. I totally forgot about caroling.
Oops.
We did. Have we been gone that long? We didn't even talk about caroling?
Correct.
Oh, my God.
Buenos dias, wepa familia.
I'm here saying I didn't do anything. We told
you did plenty.
I met Ariana out the first weekend we were off.
Yeah.
I
was literally watching the Bears
game,
and y'all was out there caroling.
Yes, we had a really good time. We did a little bar hopping.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. And then Ariana, what else happened this holiday season? Anything else you want to talk about?
Well, we had a little Christmas gift we found out because I wasn't feeling the best on Christmas Eve.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, we kind of found that works. Me and my husband are expecting our first child together.
What?
Yay!
We don't
got a kiss baby on the way. Kiss baby on the way.
New niece.
Nephew, niece, don't matter, baby. We buying all the baby fleece.
Ariana, I didn't even know you were trying to get pregnant, but the good news is it means you're getting some. Hey.
You don't got to try sometimes. congratulations, y'all.
Thank you. It was perfect. It was like, he's super excited. The kids are, my family is. We're all super pumped up. It was our Christmas gift, our New Year's gift. And then this month and in like 2 weeks is our first wedding anniversary. So it's like a whole little
thing together. You just got married last year. So now you're expecting, and you have one son previously, and this will be your first together, right?
Well, yeah, I have a daughter who's 11, and then I have my son who's going to be 10 this year.
I don't think she ever talks about her
daughter. This is my third.
Your third baby, bro.
Filled my heart. I love it. Well,
this is exactly what I needed to hear.
This is third and done.
I hear you, girl.
Well, you're going to need a minivan. That's your own problem now.
Yeah.
That's a choice.
Okay? Oh, yeah. Y'all going to need a minivan for sure. Good luck with that one.
God,
we can't help.
No.
You don't need no more help, Carolyn. You got the whole squad.
Oh, I know what Ariana did before we found out she was pregnant. Here's a good story for you. We're at the bar before she found out she was pregnant.
Right. Pre-Christmas.
And she looks at me and she slams her drink and she goes, "You want to go to a Mexican bar with me?"
Yes. Yes, we do.
Yes, DZ, I did. Yeah. And I looked at her and I go, "Not tonight. Not tonight.
But a different night, though, for sure."
Dead in the eye. And I knew it was all downhill. If it started, I'd be out till 5 a.m.
Listen.
Oh, Ariana.
Oh, yeah. But no, it was only till like 10:30. I called my husband.
Now she's pregnant.
Yep, now I'm pregnant.
So now we're done.
Now we're done.
Not 9 months from now, we will be at the Mexican spot. Okay.
I'll be your guys' driver. No worries. I got you guys.
Okay.
Ariana,
that works out
so
too.
Cute. All right. Thanks for calling. Love you.
Okay. Love you guys. Bye. Have a good day. Happy Monday. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. So we announced that we have a new kiss baby on the way. Ariana and West Dallas is
happy
pregnant.
Monday.
Amanda called in and Roger.
Santa Cruz.
She went on the Santa Cruz. Last but not least, let's hit up Julia and Franklin.
Julia. Good
Hi.
Morning.
Julia.
Good morning.
Hey.
How you doing?
Welcome back.
It's good to hear from you.
You guys too. Congratulations on 3 years.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thanks. It's DZ's lucky number, so it better be a good year.
That's right.
Just saying.
I think it'll be great.
Okay. What'd you do? What'd you do over the holidays?
Well, I feel like the 2 week break I did get wasn't a break. We did like 5 different Christmases between my husband and I, and it was, I love family, and thank you so much for the gifts, and I'm super grateful, but 5 Christmases is too
get
many.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Too many.
Yeah.
You're going in 3 different directions in 4 different times at 6 different places, and you're like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here?
Yeah, no. I enjoyed Christmases. It was fantastic.
And my husband volunteered us to host, and by us, I mean me, and so that was super fun.
Obviously.
How many people?
19.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, he would have been hosting, not you.
Yeah, no kidding.
You volunteer, you host.
No kidding. Somebody texted in and said, "My bestie came in from Texas. We had a blast, and we saw Song Sung Blue." That's the movie about the Milwaukee cover band.
Still got to see it.
And it's so good with Kate Hudson and Hugh Jackman.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys got to check that out. So, well, Julia, I'm glad you made it through 5 Christmases.
5 Christmases.
Good job.
And a movie. So that was great.
Oh, what movie?
We went and saw the Avatar at the Screen X in New Berlin.
Fire and Ash one?
Oh, how was it?
Yes,
I saw Zootopia too. Shout out Shakira. I thought of you, DZ.
Shout out to, thank you. Our hips don't lie.
Our Colombian friends.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, it's been a couple of weeks since you've given advice, so go ahead and dust off the advice panel if you'd like.
Forget the advice. I need it today. Like, it's been so long that I've got problems I need help with.
You're the problem?
Ish, man. And this is partly already started, so I guess we can call it a continuation saga.
Okay.
Now, y'all know my wife and I recently got a new bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hence, getting a new bed, we have migrated the boys' room a little bit because we didn't know what to do with our old mattress. So we just said, screw it. The beds in the boys' room have already been giving us trouble, right? We want to switch the beds in their rooms already.
Right.
Let's throw the mattress in their room for now.
And you didn't want to do a bunk bed.
I didn't want to do a bunk bed because
you were all worried about it.
Yeah. I'm partly still am, to be completely honest with you. But then we had Danny climb into the drawer, get himself locked in. A lot of freakouts have happened since then. Right. Ergo, this new scenario. Since we've gotten this new bed from Beyond Sleep Tech, right? Shout out them. Love the bed. They have now been sleeping in a Cali King size bed in their room. Our sons. Because they got our old mattress. It was more like a, we're going to dump it in their room for now until we get rid of it. Here's a few things. The bed is way too big for their room. I'm talking about ginormous. It takes up 90% of their room.
Oh, that doesn't work.
90% of their room. What it does do is stops Danny from being able to climb in his dresser because you only open it enough to get clothes out.
Right.
Now
right.
a body can't climb in. Right. Here's the thing. My wife wants the L-frame beds, right? Twin mattresses, something that the boys could grow into for the next 10 years.
An L-frame seems like it would give you plenty of room in the room, right?
Right.
Okay.
I have been coaxed into liking the idea of leaving the mattress on the ground.
What do you mean?
It's a giant mattress that acts as like a huge playmat where the boys run around on it. They'll jump from one side to the other. It's basically a safety pad.
That's awesome.
It's an eyesore, right? So then the only logical thing that we keep coming back to is the dang bunk beds that we do not want.
I knew it.
Low trundle style, whatever. Doesn't matter. We don't need the super high bunk beds because our kids are 2 feet tall. So I'm going to give you a multiple choice, if you will, on what we should do. Because if we leave the bed that's in there now, our old Cali King, it's not a long term. We'd only leave it until like the summertime because then it's easier
like
to dispose
of.
Get through the winter and then call somebody to come pick it up.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
Whatever. If we get rid of it now,
well,
it is what it is.
Bunk beds, they would take the old bed probably, right?
Right. That's the next thing. If we order new beds, we don't have to worry about disposal.
Yeah.
But we would just go buy the new beds, buy the frame at like IKEA or whatever.
Right, totally.
Or
that's what you should do.
We just buy twin mattresses because guess who has XL twin frames from our old bed frame? It's a split frame. So we would just need to.
My old King was like that. It had two underneath.
Underneath. And it's got two that separate that we can put in L formation in their room. We just need to buy the mattresses.
Is that why they're separate? To do the L formation?
If you ever want to separate the beds or use technically one box spring or, you know, base or whatever for a smaller bed, yeah. Or you can join them together and now they're for a king size bed.
Right.
Here's the multiple choice. Leave the bed, the King Cali King through the summer or into the summer, then get rid of it when we feel like it, whatever.
Sure.
Right now it's not bothering us. It's not bothering the boys. It's just going to be annoying when we have to change it later.
Right.
Do we get the L-shape mattresses or, excuse me, do we get the L-shape frame up and buy the new mattresses or do we just bite the bullet and get these kids the bunk beds that Sammy has been begging for?
See.
A, B, or C.
And now somebody texted in and said, trundle bed. That was Trish from Racine, which I had to then look at the trundle bed. That's where goes underneath. One goes under the other.
It's basically a bunk bed.
It's a bunk bed.
It's a trundle bed
you
is a bunk bed.
Slide one under if you want. It's a hidden bed under the one goes underneath the other.
Let's call a bunk bed and a trundle bed the same thing as far as C, right?
I agree.
A is keeping the Cali mattress in their room on the floor, ugly eyesore, but it helps Danny not climb in the drawer.
And who's really in their room?
Us and them.
See what I mean?
Right.
It's one thing if it was in your living room.
Right.
But we're talking about a bedroom nobody goes in but those kids and you guys.
But the functionality is gone, right? The room is now 10% of what it usually is because that bed is so big. So B is we put our old frame up, get them twin mattresses and let them rock, or C, trundle / bunk beds.
Listen to what Emily in Sussex texted in. Oh, I see the phones are ringing. You can call or text 414-533-1037. She said, good morning. Why don't you like the L shape? I think leaving the mattress might start to confuse the boys of play versus settle down for bed, a
thank
play
you.
Mat.
Thank she you said, for saying that because that's partly what's happening right now.
Yeah, she said, my vote is L shape, have a good day, Emily in Sussex.
L shape, have a good day. So she's voting B. Okay.
Antonia, who listens in Vegas on our Odyssey app. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. What's up, fam?
She said, reach out to a church to give a family in need the better frames you have. Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, you think, donate the bed rather than just tossing it. Fair. Okay.
Fair enough.
I'll give you that.
Just don't put it on a trail in the middle of nowhere. Like when I go on my walks and I find beds and couches on the Milwaukee County trails, I'm like, can you guys not?
You mean don't dump it in Ozaukee County?
Yes, DZ, that's what I meant.
Dang it.
Correct, Amundo.
Well, I need a plan C then. Plan D.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. What should DZ do? The kids' beds, they moved their king into the kids' room, and now the kids are, it's taken up too much room. And so the three options are?
We either A, leave the Cali King on the floor until the summer and get rid of it, right? Mm-hmm. B, we put the L-shaped frames up and get them twin mattresses because it's our old frame.
Yeah.
Or C, bunk trundle beds.
Or just get rid of the kids.
D, get rid of the kids.
That's
D.
Possible.
Beat the alley, takes them.
Okay, well, never mind.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, so DZ came back from vacation, stressed out about where are all these damn kids, yes.
It's only two.
Fine.
Two and an angel baby.
My bad.
But the two we got feels like a lot, bro. They're two apiece each.
But they're cute. Sammy and Danny are perfect.
Our two-year-old and four-year-old are egregious. Mm-hmm. Whatever you decide to say, they are reckless.
And they share a room.
They do.
And now you've got issues because they're using your old king bed.
Well, when we got this new bed from Beyond Sleep Tech, mm-hmm. right, it was a game changer, right? The bed, first off, amazing. And by the way, you can still use DZKiss25, BeyondSleepTech.com. Go ahead, do your thing.
Don't make me go order a bed.
Bow chicka wow wow. You know, love day's coming on and the bed vibrates, y'all. Anyway, the bed now is in the boys' room. The old bed that my wife and I had, the Cali King, is in the boys' room.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking up way too much space. It is arguably 90 to 95% of their room.
Yeah.
We can barely get their dresser drawers open now, which mm-hmm. is partly convenient, and we can barely get their closet open now. When the floor isn't covered in toys, it's covered in bed.
We'll start with Amber in Milwaukee. We're going to see what everybody thinks you should do today. Hi, Amber.
Morning.
Hi, DZ. So I just went through this with our boys.
Oh, bet. Good.
And we have a 3-year-old and an 8-year-old.
Mm.
And you take the Cali King, you sell it on Facebook Marketplace, make a little bit of cash,
okay.
Go over to Habitat for Humanity, bite the bullet, buy a bunk bed, take his toddler bed and put it next to the bunk bed, put the youngest on the bottom. So in case he rolls out, he's got somewhere cushiony to fall.
Yeah, because he will fall out.
Wait, but is there a kid in both bunks? You're keeping one on top.
She said, put the older kid up top,
and
right?
And then just put a mattress down in case
just
he falls.
In case.
But you shouldn't have that with the railings on bunk beds now. No kid should be falling.
Do you know how crazy these kids sleep?
And that's true.
Danny's about as live sleeper
and
as I am.
And not to mention, like, ours is crazy, mm-hmm. just like DZ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, you know, if he rolls out, he's going to fall on a mattress.
Yeah, we got to put him in a cage. So it's like, if he's not in the cage, we got to put a mattress at the base. And that's my concern, is them falling out could hurt, even
that's
if it's a short bed.
Every parent's fear, though.
Take a toddler bed and toddler mattress and put it on the floor.
Okay, so you're voting bunk bed. You're saying get the bunks.
Yeah, because they're going to
Sammy's
going to
love you.
I vote mattress on the floor. Party all the time. Party all the time. Ooh-hoo.
Everybody that's come over and seen the bed, they'd be like, you guys, this is genius. Don't change it. Don't change it.
Not to mention, A, they're going to grow into it.
Yep.
B, you're biting the bullet now, and you're making a little bit of money off the mattress you already have.
Yeah, she's not wrong. I do like the idea of just donating it to somebody in need, though,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Rather than selling it, just in my personal opinion, because mm-hmm. we've lived and loved on that mattress. We ain't making no money off that bad boy no more.
You know what he said? They've loved on that mattress.
Get out of here, Allie.
They got busy on that mattress.
Stop it.
All right, thanks for calling, Amber. We
she
appreciate
votes bunks.
You.
Yep. Appreciate you. Bye. Happy New Year. Good to see you.
She said, DZ, I just went through this.
Jeez. And she did.
Should we hit up Ryan in Calabama and see what his opinion
oh,
is?
Lord.
This guy.
He's going to build these kid bunk beds. You know how Ryan is.
Ryan called 5 days in a row, got his own theme song. Ryan!
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. What's your solution? Because you got two littles like DZ.
Yeehaw, holla.
Yeah, I do. But they have their own separate bedrooms, luckily.
That's true. So. Yeah. Yeah, we're not there yet, and we don't trust them.
So many Milwaukee houses are like your house, DZ. You live in Bayview. Lots of kids share their rooms.
100%.
I grew up sharing a room. A lot of people only have two bedrooms.
I'm not giving up my walk-in closet. I'm not giving up my dressing room for a bedroom for them. Are you crazy? What? Maybe when they're older.
Fashion over kids all day.
What? Girl? But this isn't about my dressing room. This is about their bedroom.
So back to them.
You gotta get rid of that Cali King, dude.
You do? You think we do?
Yeah.
I agree, but I like it at the same time.
They're never gonna. They gotta learn to sleep on their own.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're not gonna be sharing a bed their whole life.
And exactly. Danny has been sleeping terrible since we put the bed in because he's just trampolining all
See?
Over Sammy, and we're like, dude, just go to sleep.
Yeah, it's a fun time for Danny.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's fun time for him, and then your other one's gonna be crankier than cranky because he's not getting his full sleep.
Fair.
Listen to what Ashley in Germantown said though. She texted in and said, make sure to get one one with a staircase, not a ladder.
Those are safer. They're just, but take up more space.
What were you going to say, though, Ryan? I cut you off.
I was going to say, you're good. I was going to say, do the is it the Trundle bed or whatever?
The Trundle.
So another vote for Trundle / bunks. Mm-hmm. Dang.
That's what we had as a kid, because ours had a built-in dresser and everything with it, and a desk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dang. So you guys
Let's
had the
not
expanded.
Act like your kids are doing homework at two. Okay, what did it come with a desk?
When we were kids, we actually did the homework at those desks, because our parents actually held us accountable at that time, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, and when they're older, they'll be doing their homework diligently.
Owen does his in study hall. I'm on to him. I know what he's doing, but whatever.
That's smart, though. You know, he played it smart. But we had a dresser built in, storage in the back. We had the pull-out bed and everything on the bottom. It was legit. It was one of the best things I could say, and it would conserve a lot of space in that room.
All right.
Maybe. Hmm. You know what? I'll notch it, man.
Somebody
yes, sir. I like
full-size
it.
Full-size bunk beds. No, there's not enough room. That's what you guys are
but
missing.
Then, instead of the ladder, we're going to put a slide on the end so that way we can make it the way we need it to be.
Oh, I forgot Ryan. You guys could totally build something cool.
And our nieces just
Ryan
got one with
it?
A slide. I told you he's going to end up building the boys' bunk beds on the front
so
end.
Cool. No, wait, Ryan.
I got the lumber. I got everything ready.
Nope. Can we do my fence first?
Priorities.
I've been trying to get that fence done for months, I haven't gotten approved.
For months? You mean years?
I have to send you a video today, because this thing, when it snowed last over the holiday, it finally took it out.
Yeah.
It's knocking it over, dude. I got to send you a video. I need your help. Okay, Ryan, love you. Talk to you later.
Love you. Bye.
Later, man.
All right, last but not least, Laura's in Union Grove. Laura, good morning.
Hey, Laura.
Good morning.
Thank you for waiting. You waited the longest.
You're so patient. We appreciate
you. Seriously. It's a new year.
No worries.
We're moving slow.
I'm on my way home from the hospital like normal.
Oh, you're on the way home from work, so you good. You
scared
good.
Me there. I thought something was wrong. Well, anyway.
So here's the thing. I have actually really loved what everybody had to say, but I'm going to come at it from a different angle.
Please do.
I think it's winter. Leave the bed in the room like it is now, and you've got an area for your children that's safe, and you know it's safe.
Very safe.
Until things start to warm up, and then at that time, and it gives you a little bit of time to save some money, and who cares if the kids destroy the mattress? You already said it's been well-loved.
Yep.
So you are preventing them from getting into more trouble, and let me just say this. I am at home with three children who are all insane and adorable.
And insane first, though.
Fair enough. Yep.
I have a bunk bed with a trundle so that when they're all home together, they can stay in one room if they want to watch a movie. Aww. And let me tell you, those little beams underneath for the bed support, they're going to hang on them. They're going to use them as monkey bars. And if you do end up with the trundle or without, if you have that mattress underneath, all they're going to do is use it to bounce right off that top.
Dang, kids.
It's a landing pad.
I have
you know
seen
what?
It.
Fine.
And they're going to jump right onto the dresser, and my kids still do it, and I cannot wait to get that bunk bed out of my house.
The fact that the veil is lifted, and I'm going, girl, you are 100% right, Laura. Like, you got it. You really got it on that one.
Carly from Racine, she texted in. She said, DZ, just dump the mattress and the kids at Allie's.
Say less.
We're back.
Pressing all the buttons.
Suckers.
Whipper.
103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. I almost forgot how to do that. I forgot how to do my job for a second.
No, we didn't.
No, we
didn't. We're
did
too
it.
Good at this. Nah, jokes. We've been off for so long.
I know.
A tiny bit weird.
It does feel weird. You know, it was like last night, I was setting the alarms, and then Hudson came in, and because they had to go back to school today. Speaking of which, I should call and make sure
they're good.
I'm actually kind of concerned right now.
And I'm glad you said something about setting alarms, because I know this is a topic that we're going to have to talk about. I didn't touch my alarms over the break.
Why? Mine were off for 2 weeks. It was great.
It was great today I didn't turn my alarms off. It was nice. It was nice because then my body's rhythm was already still in rhythm. Because I knew I could just turn the alarm off, go back to sleep. It's not like you got to get up.
Right.
So I didn't throw my rhythm off by taking the time to turn the alarms off.
My sleep was all screwed up over break.
Yeah.
Hudson is awake, everyone.
Thank goodness.
We're so happy. Hudson, love you. Have a great day at school. Okay.
Bye.
He said, "All right,
bye." I FaceTimed him out of fear. He came in last night, of course, after we all went to bed, and said, First, he said he was excited about going back to school because he missed his friends.
Oh,
so I was like, that's cool.
Good. That's cool.
He says to me, "I'm ready to socialize again."
Nah.
Well, you are my child.
Got nothing to do with school.
Nothing. Literally nothing. He just wants to see his friends. And then late last night, he came in and he's like, "I don't know, I'm having a little anxiety." And I was like, "Well, that's normal. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's coming coming back, but everybody's coming back to the same thing. It's not.
That's right.
You've just been off for 2 weeks. You're fine.
You feel no different than anybody else feels,
exactly.
My boy. It's just you don't know how anybody else feels, so you're going off of your feelings.
Well, and I need to have Hudson come on one day and tell us about Universal, because they got to go on the VIP experience with their dad over the holiday.
Oh, that's right. They
so
hit
they
the
had
Floridas.
Like a guide take them around to rides, a VIP experience.
Oh, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of that before.
Right. Well, that's cool. Because we can't afford it.
That's
why you've
why.
Never heard of it.
Got it. Got it. VIP and
nor
the P is for
we
price.
Ever, DZ.
Yeah, no. Our kids are going to stand in line, no guide. No guide.
So, yeah. So, all right. Well, Am I the Jerk is returning. That is coming up next. We have tickets to see the Milwaukee Bucks versus Miami. We also have tickets to see Hannah Berner. If you're a Bravo fan, you know her from Summer House. If not, move on with your life.
Somebody in your life does.
And they said we have an announcement today.
Supposedly.
I haven't heard anything yet, though.
I ain't heard no green light, but I also haven't gotten a red light.
No, because they said it's a total secret and until we're allowed to announce it after Am I the Jerk. So I'm like, well, what is it?
And it's still a secret to us.
I need to know.
I mean, we're starting off the year with some big things, though. I like it.
Well, yeah, they knew they couldn't tell me anything.
I mean, yeah.
Because I would tell everybody,
obviously. Yeah, obviously.
Okay, Am I the Jerk coming up next. Give us a minute to Lil Tay-Tay.
That's okay, Kay.
Our girl. This is the only good thing that happened this year for me. Her album, one of the many.
What about the engagement?
Oh, that was good, too. Yeah, I like that.
Jerk. You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, we're back. 2026. You can send all of your Am I the Jerk submissions in amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com. Email us or just slide into the DMs.
We waiting on
hope
you.
Hope to God we find them.
We will eventually.
We will. This is from Travis.
Travis?
Travis sent us an email.
Okay, Travis.
And he said, am I the jerk for keeping my girlfriend away from my family, not telling her why?
Makes sense.
God, I love the holidays.
That makes sense at all, but I'm listening.
Allie and DZ, my girlfriend and I are in college at UWM, and we both went home for the holidays. Just up north, though. She's from Green Bay. I'm from the Wausau area. I told her she won't be able to see me until after the new year, even though our parents only live about an hour and a half from each other, so it's not exactly a long-distance situation.
Right.
She even offered to come see me on New Year's Day. And I said, no thanks.
No thanks. No thanks. That's a little strange, my boy.
When I told her, please don't come visit me or my family, she got upset and said she can't shake the feeling that I'm hiding something.
Yeah, I would feel that way too.
She's worried I have a girl back home and doesn't want to risk us running into each other.
Or your family's crazy.
But the problem is that my family's crazy.
I knew it. I knew it. We're still good at our jobs. I felt this when I was like,
it's so hard.
Or you got a psychopath, yep. Mom and dad.
Yep, and you don't want them near her.
Yep.
So now she thinks that something's going on, but I don't have the heart to tell her the truth because I don't want to scare her away. I'm telling you, if she meets my family, she's going to be gone.
Said, I'm the white sheep. They're the black sheep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So am I the jerk for keeping my girlfriend away from my family over the holidays and not telling her why? He's afraid if he tells her,
that's going to make it worse.
Or if he lets her come over, that's, you know.
Well, because here's what's going to happen. He's going to go, hey, I really don't want you to meet my family because they're crazy. And she's going to go, they're not that bad.
Right.
I promise you.
What's the big deal?
Then she's going to go over there and he's going to go, see, I told you.
And it's going to be a turnoff.
See,
and she's going
to
be like, now I don't like him because his family's crazy.
Maybe he has history with bringing partners around and it getting ruined by family.
Maybe he is hiding something.
Maybe. No.
Well, he wrote in. He would have told us, I think.
I guess, right? If it was her writing in, maybe different, but
his
he said.
His moral dilemma is he doesn't know what to do. She thinks he's screwing around back home, but he's like, I just don't want her to come near my family.
He's got no way of confirming to her. Like, she's already made this thing up in her head that, no, you got an extra girlfriend. You got kids. You got a wife or something back home.
If we both went home at college and you wouldn't let me come visit you, I'd be like, you got a girl.
If you live close, right? Because the distance is nothing. She even offered to come see you. Bro, you got to ride or die, right? Like, you should have let her come through. She offered.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't talked about your family, that's on you.
Totally.
That's 100% on you, but she wants to be a part of your life. But then you're also trying to protect your relationships.
See, because you know if she meets your family, it's over. All right.
He's seen this happen before, and I'm convinced that's why he's going, no, you're not meeting my family. Not yet, at least.
I mean,
not yet.
I dated a guy who didn't want me to meet his parents, and I
eventually
did, and they were fine. But to him, he was like, because I remember after a while being like, oh, and he's like, it's not you, it's them. And
Did he get weird around his family?
They were fine. He thought they were embarrassing. Like, he was like, they're embarrassing in public. And I'm like, a lot of old parents are embarrassing in public.
We
like,
all think our family is embarrassing.
Thank you. But he was like, no, this is different. And I was around them, they were fine. Yeah. You know, but I get it. When you grow up with them, they're embarrassing.
They're embarrassing.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, and when you do such a good job at kind of creating your own personality, once you're on your own, once you're an adult, whatever, you start living your own life, you change some of the ways you were raised, inevitably.
And you don't have to be around your parents once you move away.
Right. And then eventually you do kind of want to bring people around to meet your family. Unless you're no contact, you're going to cross families at one point.
Totally.
It's 1,000% inevitable. And as you evolve, you're in college, you're young, you don't get it. But if you plan on going anywhere with this relationship, you can't keep saying you can't come over.
Steven Twin Lakes texted in. He said, bro's the jerk. Be honest and just warn her and let her make up her own mind. But you have to be honest. Too late, Steve. He already lied.
He already lied.
We're already screwed.
What if he's thinking this is the one and I want to like really lock us in before I, you know, get my family locked up in this situation too?
Kirsten in Greenfield said, this is Am I the Jerk? Because she started to give advice.
Nope.
She goes, yes, he's a jerk.
Mm.
We all have crazy families though.
I'm thinking not the jerk because he's protecting her. He's protecting his peace. He doesn't want to be stressed over the holidays and didn't want to be stressed. So he went, no, I'm standing my ground. This is my line. We're together, but you're not coming over.
All right. What do you guys think? Is he the jerk for hiding his family from his girlfriend and not letting her come visit? She thinks he's got a girl back home. He's like, no, my family's just really embarrassing. 414-533-1037. He's going to lose his girl.
He's going to lose his girl.
But that's his problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is he the jerk for hiding his girlfriend from his family? We'll talk to you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
In the first edition of 2026, Am I the Jerk returns.
Weber.
He wants to know if he's a jerk. Travis goes to UWM with his girlfriend. They both went home for the holidays, and he doesn't want her near his family, so he's been telling her she can't come visit. Mm-hmm. She's in Green Bay. He's in the Wausau area, and he's like, now she thinks I'm screwing around and I have somebody back home, and I don't. I just don't want her near my family.
My family's just psychotic. But she don't know that, and she hasn't experienced that firsthand, bruh.
Well, let's go. You know what? Let's start with Saucy. Let's start 2026 with fire.
Are you sure?
Yes. Absolutely. Lord. She already said, my family's nuts, and I got something to say.
All right. Well, okay. Morning, Sauce.
Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right. So, okay. Jerk or not
let's
the jerk?
Let's get into it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You are the jerk and a big red flag, and here's the reason behind that. Mm. If you know that your family's crazy and you don't cut them out of your life, you are a massive red flag and you are not safe to that woman.
Interesting.
Oh, you're saying that he doesn't have his own boundaries or something. Is that where you're
going? Not at all.
I felt like that was a boundary right there going, hey, it's not the time for you to meet my crazy family yet. Boundary set.
No, he didn't say that's not the time. He said he doesn't want her to meet his family because his family is crazy.
I presume that meant right now. Who knows how long they've been dating? I'm assuming it's a young, fresh relationship. You're in college, right? You don't want nobody to meet your family at first either. You don't even want your girl to meet your friends.
When you're in a relationship with somebody and they have feelings like that, their feelings are valid, and it's your responsibility as their partner to reassure them.
So he needs to tell her, I don't have a girl back home, but this is not advice hour. No. This is, are you the jerk? And he's trying to keep her from the family. And she's like,
jerk.
He's saying, I'm not doing anything.
And a red flag because he hasn't cut his family off knowing they're crazy. Well, what if they're not as crazy as he feels?
The red flag is his emotional immaturity.
That's the red flag.
Yes. Oh, I misunderstood that then.
I don't think she's saying it. Let me translate for Saucy. Saucy meant he's emotionally immature because he's afraid to just tell his girlfriend flat out, this is why I'm keeping you away. Like, grow up, learn how to talk and communicate, and just tell your girl, my family's crazy.
Yeah.
He's not handling
that's
it.
Not how the
that's
world
the
works.
Red flag.
That's not how the world
He's
works.
He's not being honest. That's the red flag,
right?
I think, there's
right?
multiple red flags here. There's not open communication. There's not honesty.
I wish
it's
we
just
knew
like,
how long they've been together. Mm-hmm. That would be really helpful, because if it's three weeks, four weeks, a month, 2 months, you're like, yeah, that's too early. You can't meet my crazy family.
Well, yeah, but that's a different situation.
Mm-hmm. And, well, we don't know the situation. We don't know how long they've been together.
She just wants to see her man. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no,
come visit me.
Nope. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Saucy. She starts out with
jerk.
Much love, guys.
Love, Saucy. Bye.
Bye. All right. Let's go to John in Mequon, who got his own theme song last year.
He earned it
in 2025. I'm calling 5 days in a row. Shaboozy's what he picked, everybody.
Yeehaw.
Hey, John.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, John.
Happy New Year. Jerk or not the jerk for keeping his girlfriend away from his family over the holidays?
Not the jerk.
What?
Saucy just got mad.
No. I'm sure she did.
She's probably calling back.
Oh, yeah, guaranteed. I see her ringing. Nah, John, for real, why?
Because just like myself, like what you guys said in the first place is like, you know, he'd already mentioned that there was like the white sheep and the black sheep.
Yeah.
Well, my past history with my siblings, I haven't talked to them in like 12 years.
Oh, yikes.
Dang, why?
Yep. Obviously, I just didn't connect with them. They all hang out and everything like that, do their own thing. But I've always felt like that, you know, the black sheep of it. So why would I introduce my family to, you know, my partner?
Right. If I don't rock with you, why would I introduce you?
Yeah,
if you're
see,
not in my life, why would then, I bring somebody that is? I'm following.
But what if John is the problem, right? What if Travis, who wrote in, is the problem?
Travis, like, John Travis,
I might go, let me meet them and I'll be the judge. Because who's you? What if you're the issue?
But if you've made that decision and you are that person's partner, you got to trust that they made the right decision for themselves, right? Like
that.
Saucy was saying, right? Like the emotional maturity of being able to cut those people off and being able to say why you cut those people off.
It's true.
That's all full circle for Travis, you know, John right here, right now going, I don't want my partner who I love and care for to meet the family that don't love and care for me.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, it goes the same thing that if I had the choice not to meet my partner before we got divorced, you know, her family, I would have said no. But, you know, freaking before getting married and everything like that, you know, I did the proper old school way that I asked the dad. I was like, hey, you want to get married?
Can I have your daughter?
I'll trade you these goats for your daughter's hand in marriage.
And I literally went old school with it. And then after that, we only talked maybe once a month.
Wow.
So, and that was it because I chose not to, you know, interact with her family, but she still talked to him. She still did whatever. It was her family. So
you sound like a drag, John.
He's not
really. Won't talk to anybody.
He's protecting his peace, but also not talking talking to nobody.
Hey, I go with the Fast Five series. You make your own family.
Okay,
hey,
fair enough.
I like
true
it.
That, John.
That
all
part.
Right. Well, thanks for calling. We're split down the middle.
Love it, man. Yep. Talk soon.
Have a good one.
You too. Love. Peace.
All right. So is he the jerk? Travis wants to know for keeping his girlfriend away from his family and not telling her why. She wants to come visit him. They both go to UWM and they're at home for the holidays. And he's like, no. And he won't tell her why.
I mean, we know why.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go to Richard in Watertown. Last but not least.
Ricky!
Richard!
Good morning, everyone.
What up, Richard?
Well, you're the tiebreaker. Good morning on a Monday, first edition of 2026.
Big shoes. Don't get nervous.
What?
Don't worry. Worry. I got Fossey's back.
Oh.
Totally the jerk.
Oh.
Jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something.
What's up?
I cut full contact with my family, and it has been such an amazing thing. But the thing is like they're insane. And the problem is you got to have conversations with your partner. You can't hide that from your partner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blessed to have such an amazing partner that helped me through that situation.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe they could kind of go off each other. You're a team.
It is interesting how many like Gen X's or younger generations have become estranged from
no
their
contact.
Parents. Just like me. I mean, I talk to my parents, but we have a lot of issues. But we're a lot different. You know, the
younger
mental
generations
health,
are
evolving. They're not putting up with it, dude.
At all.
They're not putting up with the nonsense.
Us
yeah.
old heads are going, but it's family.
Come
the young
on,
heads
just
are
put
going,
up with me screaming all the time.
Scissors, cut.
Bye.
Peace.
It's true.
But with a good partner, with the right mm-hmm. person, you could share
build
that
your own
and,
family.
And go, hey, listen,
well,
I don't
do
rock
anyway.
With them.
You see, a lot of people go get married and they start their own stuff anyway,
yep.
so who cares?
That's usually what you end up doing. You branch
wow.
off into your own. And literally,
yep.
like Richard is saying, you know, jerk because you could have brought her into that world and said,
mm-hmm.
hey, they're so crazy, you can't meet them. He yeah. hasn't even given her a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Exactly.
So, all right, Richard, so you didn't introduce your partner to your family ever?
Oh, no, I did.
Oh,
I
okay.
did. And then we realized that they were like, yeah, no. That's,
yeah,
not,
no.
that's
yeah.
not for us.
And then
we're
going
to set that hard boundary. And I just want to give a shout out to them. She's a teacher. She's fantastic. Let's
shout
start
out.
This new year off great.
Shout out to girl, aww. Man. Shout out to girl. Let's start the year off great. And you kick it off, right? You said jerk.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling, Richard.
Bye.
Love, man.
All right. Jerk for keeping his girlfriend away from his family over break. I agree.
At least got to tell her, man. Because like Richard's case, you his girl went, yeah, they are crazy. Let's go.
Seriously. I mean, what the hell?
You were right. I'm sorry. I doubted you, Poppy. Let's keep it moving.
I should have listened.
I should have listened.
Oh, man. Okay. So we have to give away Bucks tickets. So excited that we're starting off the new year with tickets to see the Milwaukee Bucks. So these are going to get you into the game on February 24th.
Bet.
This is the Bucks versus Miami.
That's right.
Two tickets right now. We're going to do this every day this week after Am I the Jerk at 414-533-1037. 414-533-1037. And then after that, I discovered something about one of our regular friends over the holiday that's going to make you not like her anymore.
Make me?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. We're giving you Milwaukee Bucks tickets all week long. And then after this, I'm going to tell you what I was appalled by that I learned over the weekend about somebody we both know.
Can't wait for you to tell me, Paul.
I don't even want to be friends with her anymore, I've decided.
Well, then I don't want to be friends
Thank
with
you.
Her neither. Then
Same.
Frenemies.
Same.
Not really.
Look, it has to do with driving and something I don't approve of, okay? I'll just leave it at that.
I might not be on your side.
Fine. Go to Danielle in Milwaukee. Let's start with her.
We on Danielle's side, though.
Hey, Danielle.
Hey.
Morning.
Hello, everyone. Good morning.
You're
morning,
so cute.
Morning, morning.
She's calling from Milwaukee. She said to me off the air, you sound just like you do on the radio.
Oh, thank God.
Yes.
It's me.
Awesome.
Danielle, you a big fan of the Milwaukee Bucks?
Yes, big fan, big fan.
You know, DZ is an in-game host for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, my goodness. We're in for a treat.
Yeah, because you're going
I'll be
to
there.
The Bucks game.
And you're going to be there, too. Hey, hey.
Girl, have you been
I'm so excited.
Have you been to a Bucks game this season?
No, I haven't.
Have
so
you,
I'm so happy.
Have you ever been to a Bucks game?
In my teen years, and I'm so older than that.
Oh,
okay, so you ain't even been to Fiserv yet.
Have you ever seen Giannis
no.
play? Let's just start there.
No.
No. No.
Oh
no, she hasn't. Girl, we about to change your world.
Danielle.
I'm so happy. I'm excited.
Now I really got to put on a show when you go.
No kidding.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you're entered to win. Oh, you're entered to win. A chance to win two tickets to the Milwaukee Bucks game.
You go, girl.
All right, girl.
Okay.
Hold on.
I love it.
We're going to to talk to you off the air, okay? Hold on one second, okay?
Let's go. I'm excited. That, man.
All right. So, yeah, we're going to do this all week long on Allie and DZ.
Who wants to win tickets to a Bucks game? You got a call to answer, baby.
I need to talk to Danielle off the air. Yeah. And then coming up, I'm going to tell you what I discovered. It's something that people do when they drive. Everybody does it except for one of our friends. And I can't believe she doesn't do it. And that's all I'm going to say.
Everybody does it, but one of our good friends doesn't.
They even teach you this in driver's ed.
Is she supposed to be doing it?
Yes.
Is it illegal?
No.
Oh, then.
Just dumb.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah. Yeah, we don't like dumb.
I'll tell you about it next. Hold on. I don't think we can be friends anymore.
I mean, why not?
I mean, you and I can be friends, but not me and her. No way. No, thank you. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station.
Well, tell me about it.
It's been such a long break. I have so many stories to tell you, DZ.
I know that's right, for real.
Okay, but no, I did go with Kelly in Sussex when she got a tattoo this weekend, and you and I are getting tattoos.
We got that plan.
Are we?
Are we?
Your guys?
Are we? I am. Are you?
I am.
Are we?
I wanted to get one this
are
weekend.
Are we?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes. I wanted to get one this weekend, but I waited. I said, I'm doing it on the air with DZ in January. So we're doing it on the air. Yes, we're going to get tattoos this month. I think I know exactly what I want now.
Ooh, you haven't even said that yet. Ooh, I'm excited.
I haven't said what it is, but I know what I'm getting. And so I told her that I would go with her. She goes, well, do you want to come with me? I have a tattoo appointment on Saturday. And she's got a bunch of tattoos like you.
Yeah, she has a lot of tattoos. Yeah.
And she goes, well, I go to this place in Kewaskum. I go, damn, girl.
You are far.
Okay. She goes, so why don't you just come to Sussex first? And then we'll drive to Kewaskum.
We'll carpool.
So there I am. I'm seeing Holy Hill. I can see Holy Hill, dude.
100%. You're in Kewaskum, dog.
We're so far. I passed Cabela's.
The only one this far? For real, though. It's the only one this far.
I was like, oh. So there I was, up by Ritual. No, but we went and she got her tattoos. And she got one on her arm and then she got one on her finger. But the story that I needed to tell you was not about the tattoos.
It's not about the tattoos.
It was about the drive to Kewaskum.
You drove, she drove.
I drove. Because she said, well, I'll drive. I go, you're getting the tattoos. I'll drive. I'm the husband in this relationship.
Get in the passenger side, princess. Go ahead. Okay.
You know Kelly's passive like that. So we drive up there. And as I'm driving, it's 40 minutes or something. Like, I put cruise on because we were on these roads that were 55. Then we ended up on the freeway by Cabela's. So now I'm going 70 there.
So you had cruise control on.
I had cruise control on.
I feel that.
I asked her and I was like, do you use cruise control a lot? She goes, I never use it. And I go, excuse me? She goes, I never use it. I go, well, what about like on a trip like this for 40 minutes? What about your foot? She goes, well, my foot just hurts.
Really?
And I go, why? And she goes, I'm scared. I won't be able to stop. And I go, we're literally on a highway with no one around us. You're worried you might not be able to hit the brake right now? She's like, I'm nervous.
Never know.
I might not be able to hit it in
time. A deer might cross and you woof.
Who? She doesn't use cruise control ever. Yeah. Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Okay. Ever is kind of crazy. Ever.
Ever,
like, ever is
she
crazy.
She doesn't even know where it is on her car.
Oh, she doesn't even know how to use it.
I'm assuming. Because why would she?
Yeah, at this point, if she's never used it.
And I kept arguing with her because you know me. I'm argumentative. I'm like, what do you mean you don't use cruise control? And she's like, I don't. And I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to be in pain? She's like, I'm scared. My foot won't do it.
Here's the thing, though.
Is this a thing? People don't use it out of fear?
This is kind of a thing. I don't want to say that I never use cruise control, but I rarely use cruise control. I've gotten more used to using cruise control in our newer car.
Okay.
Because
you drive to Illinois to see your family and stuff. You don't
foot
use
on the gas.
Are you getting on 94 with no cruise
foot
control?
Foot on the gas. I'm in control of my vehicle 100%, 90% of the time. So here's what I do like to do, though. When I do put it on cruise control, it's because I'm tired.
Yeah.
My hands are tired. Yeah. My back hurts. My leg after surgery, right? Like, I'm still technically healing. I've used it more recently because with steering control assist, lane keep assist, and cruise control, the car basically drives itself.
Oh, speaking of, my new car, because, you know, I lease and I got a new one. Mm-hmm. My 2026 has adaptive cruise control. Have you ever used that?
It's basically like a steering wheel. It drives itself.
It's self-driving.
That's exactly what
amazing.
I'm describing in my car. Oh, when all those three features are turned on, the steering wheel will turn and do curves on its own. The brakes will hit for itself. Because you could set predictive distances for the car in front of you. So say there is a couple cars cars on the road.
I showed her how my car slows down. When there's a car in front of me, it slows down and I get mad. So I get in the left lane so it'll speed back up.
You can close the gap so that you can get closer to the car. You know, it's set to a certain distance, right? You can either be 20 feet, 10 feet, right? Whatever, 30 feet, whatever.
Well, now the phones are ringing and the texts are going, I want to talk to you guys. 414-533-1037. Okay, so Cynthia from Brookfield says, as long as it's not raining or snowing, I'm using cruise control. Yes. Yes, girl. I mean, rain and snow, I get. It's a
rain and snow,
stressful.
No. Rain and snow, no.
Somebody said, I drive from Milwaukee to Janesville to work daily and do not use cruise there or back. Why?
Yeah. Honestly,
but why? It's one of the coolest features.
It is one of the coolest features.
Our cars can drive for us. What are you scared of?
The fact that you're not in control of your own vehicle anymore.
Go to line one. Hopefully they're not calling for tickets. But hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Megan and Muskego.
Hey, Megan. Megan. Okay, Kelly just texted me and said, hey, in my defense, I like the control of the vehicle. I don't think... I like control, too.
Right.
You're just torturing yourself, though.
I'm surprised you're using cruise control so frequently, though, as somebody that likes to have control of the situation and their environment.
I got the wheel.
I don't want to take my hands off the wheel or my foot off of the gas. I want full control as long as I can for as much as I can.
Well, maybe you need to join Kelly's club. And, Megan, what about you? You going to join the I don't use cruise control club, too, or what?
Absolutely not.
Oh, thank God.
You use it?
I love cruise control. My husband, though, does not use it, and I cannot, it is insane to me.
This is a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
You guys are missing out on the best features. We have technology. Use it.
I love using it. I've also been screwed using it and gone, oh my gosh, had I not been paying attention, we would have smacked into this wall right now.
Yeah, I don't, maybe.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe.
You have that too, but my dad was teaching me to drive, he taught me how to use it. He was like, here, this is going to help you. He's like, do not work harder than you have to.
Well, I remember my driver's ed teacher telling me that I shouldn't have been using it on, back roads, if it was 55, but I was on a back road. And I'm like, screw you, man. I'm using cruise control. If it's 55 and higher, we're using cruise.
55 and up, you're cruise control.
I don't care if it's a two-lane road. I can hit the brake if I get on somebody, because that's crazy. But once we're going that fast, miss me with keeping my foot on the pedal, unless it's a short drive.
Interesting.
I don't know. All right. Well, thanks for calling. And Megan, tell your husband what the hell.
Tell your husband he's crazy, but I agree with him.
I do. I already do.
Okay, bet. It's good to hear from you, Megan.
Bye.
Have a new year. Bye.
Yeah, you do. Or bye.
Peace.
Ashley in Waukesha said, I won't use cruise control. It gives me extreme anxiety.
Yeah, I can get that with a lot of people. It's like people that have the backup camera and will still put their arm up and look back. I still look back to make sure I'm reversing correctly.
Somebody said, I love cruise control. I even use it driving 10 minutes from Saukville to Grafton. Mostly because I can't drive only 25 miles per hour.
So you're just lazy.
Somebody said my car doesn't even have cruise control. That's another problem for another day.
Shout out to your 03 Camry.
We had one of those too, trust me.
Yeah, we did.
That's probably why I use cruise control, because my foot hurts from when I had my old cars.
You got PTSD from not having it once?
Try one more caller. What's screw up? It. Why not? Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, I'm calling about the cruise control.
Good morning.
My name is Shauna, and I listen to you guys all the time when I'm on the highway using cruise control.
Yes!
It has its pros and cons.
I knew it was my girl.
I mean, in the older cars, I really didn't use it. But as soon as I got my newer car, I use it all the time.
Really?
It's made me be like a functional driver. I'm always complying with the speed limit because I always set the cruise control.
There you go. It is true. Limit. There is a sense of
now Shauna bringing it now I'm not speeding as much because
because if I'm not paying attention, right, if I'm not using cruise control, sometimes I look down, I'm like, damn,
we fly,
I'm going really fast. But with cruise control, you don't even realize.
See, I'm the type that I'm still gonna set my cruise control to speed, so it's not gonna help me do nothing.
But sometimes I do tend to catch the green lights soon as I exit off the highway. So that's what gets me in trouble. If I go into the street areas and I still have the cruise control.
Why
on,
would you get off the now you're missing me,
because she forgets to turn it off.
Now you're missing me. Hit the brake, girl.
She forgets to turn it off.
Yeah, so that has happened a few times.
but I'm still in compliance.
Well, that's fair. I just hit the brake when I need to stop. I don't know why that's so hard for you. Guys hit the brake every other time you're driving, but now with cruise control, the brake's too far for you now. Okay, make sense.
Yeah, it's either that or the other one. Yes, I either hit the brake or just punch the button. I'm like, oh, you're in cruise control.
And we still in cruise control for sure.
Yes.
Nah, Shonda, we appreciate it.
You guys, I listen every day for the last 5 years. Aww. I live in Waukesha County, and I have to tap in on that this morning.
Well, we love talking to you, Shauna. We love talking
love
to people
talking
that
to you guys too. You know,
we talk to the regulars, but when people that listen every day that we don't talk to call in, we enjoy that too, because we get to meet some of you guys we don't know about. See,
well, I will start being a regular because I be on there like all the time listening to you guys.
Let's get it, Shauna. Let's call it day one of getting you a theme song. You're gonna be our first theme song holder of 2026.
Shauna in Waukesha County. That's she's gonna be a county one.
Clock it. We'll talk soon, Shauna.
I do like the 17-hour.
Oh, you
we're definitely not friends. Now, I'm flying at that point. I'm flying.
You flying, girl. We'll see you there, though.
Yeah, I'll fly too. See you guys later.
Bye. Yo, she was good.
Rachel from Muskego texted in and said, "Fluctuation speeds make me angry when people don't use it. Also, I'm GPS monitored for work, and it saved me from speeding."
When the work car is GPS monitored, you can't do nothing about that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that. So, all right. So, DZ, you're saying you only use cruise control part of the time.
Very seldomly. I genuinely like being able to have my foot on the gas and the brake at all times, and I rarely think cruise control it. Only time I do is when I don't want to drive anymore, and I know Aaron isn't going to be driving.
I'm loving. Whoever texted in and said cruise control is useless in rush hour traffic, you should never use cruise control in stop and go traffic. Cruise control is meant for high speeds, long drives. Thank you.
A lot of road ahead of you.
I never want you to use cruise control in rush hour. Just so we're clear, if I wasn't clear on that.
If you think you should use cruise control in traffic,
you shouldn't be driving.
Don't use cruise control. Don't drive.
Goodbye. Thank goodness I reset my alarm last night. Did you?
You had to remember to reset your alarm.
I did. I even said to my kids, "Did you turn on your alarms again? School's back tomorrow." They're like, "Yes." 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. It's Allie and DZ, and we're back.
We are.
Our 3-year anniversary was yesterday, everybody.
Hey,
3 years on the air together. Let's go.
3 years, baby.
On the third.
Technically,
it was your anniversary.
2 days ago. I mean, technically, whatever, right? But no, it was a good time, man.
It was. But we were off for 2 weeks, which I don't think I've been off for 2 weeks since I went on my honeymoon in 2009. Like, I'm telling you, that's how long it's been since I took 2 weeks off at once.
It was ample time. That isn't like surgery or having to go take care of family.
I forgot about surgery, but I don't really
that's
count
not vacation,
that.
Though,
different.
That you're healing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like when I was gone so long for surgery, that wasn't vacation. You're healing.
It's amazing.
This was vacation.
But I found myself sleeping whenever I wanted, and it was like being a retired person, man. It's phenomenal. You know, when you wake up at 3 a.m. and you're like, now what?
Now what
guess
do
I'll
do?
Go back at 5. Now, because my kids are older. And when my kids were little like yours, it'd be hell.
Different. It was different.
But now it's like, oh, I'm up at 3. Who cares?
Watch some TV.
I'll go back to work tomorrow.
Low key. So did you wake up ever at like 3, 4 in the morning and just like watch TV for a while, go back to sleep?
I didn't even watch TV. I just watched reels on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
And then I would go back to sleep.
Yeah.
And then I would wake up and it'd be like 10:30 and I'd be like, it's 10:30 on a random Tuesday and I have nowhere to be. This is great.
Should I shower? Should I not? Do I scroll some more? Maybe
eat? I should not shower. No.
I'm not going anywhere. No shower.
No reason to. No, but I was wondering, because I know a lot of us are struggling, especially, it's going to be a hard week for a lot of us to get back on track.
The reset,
because they said everybody's struggling now this week, and we're all going to be trying. My kids are going to be, they've been staying up till like 1 a.m.
Whenever a.m.?
They're going to be so tired today at school.
100%.
Sitting in a classroom where they can't have any tech. Like, they're
screwed.
It's going to be a rough
Let's
day.
Let's be real.
Yeah, they're screwed.
Now, our kids, they're in the twos and fours, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're not there yet right now. Mm-mm. They did, however, kind of like lose their sleep schedule. That meaning we didn't put them to bed at the normal time.
Mm-hmm.
If we were out and about, great. We were out till 11. We were out
you
till,
just went with it. If, Go with the know, flow.
Aaron came to a Bucks game. The boys were definitely up past their dang bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
But we kept waking up consistently in the morning. Mm. One thing I did not do.
What?
And I'm actually thankful for it. What? I think I'm gonna implement this in my life. What? I left my alarms on. Aaron hated it.
Well, I would be mad too if I was your wife. Why would you leave the alarms on over a 2-week break?
Because it kept my rhythm, right? Ugh. Now when my 4 o'clock alarm went off this morning, I didn't hate myself all that much because I knew I was conditioned, like, oh, my alarms are still going off. So over the last two weeks, I left all my alarms on. All three kept going off, and I would just turn them off, go back to sleep.
Well, they said that if you want to get back on track this week, like, let's say your sleep patterns are all screwed up, they have different ideas and, you know, things you can do to make it better, like refocusing on your wind down routine. I thought about this last night. I was like, you know, I should take a warm shower. I should do all my skincare, my girly stuff. I should get into bed because tomorrow's like the first day of school, even though we're just going back to work. I didn't do any of it, but you know what I mean.
But
I showered
this morning.
I thought about it and I just screwed around and did whatever I wanted anyway. But I didn't have a problem getting up today. It was actually, I think on like Wednesday or Thursday, it's going to hit me.
It'll hit.
I'm going to be like, oh, I'm catching up now.
A whole week of work?
They also say to exercise before bed, like just a pre-bed exercise.
They do a couple push-ups, yoga, maybe a couple sit-ups, some yoga, stretching, right?
Anything physical. Sometimes when I'm super wound up at night, I go work out just because I don't know where to put that energy.
This is why people like to like massage lotion on their body right before bed, right? To cool yourself off, rub yourself down.
How are you guys getting back on track? Or did you just stay on track like DZ and leave your alarm on? You're a jerk for that. That should have been Am I the Jerk?
Yeah, maybe we'll
Am
write
I
it.
The jerk for leaving my alarm on for 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Oh, Aaron is a saint for
the
that.
The boys wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning regardless. So what's the difference?
Forgot what it's like when you have littles. 414-533-1037. What helps you get your sleep back on track after the holidays? Help! Oh, I gotta play this voice message we got, DZ.
We got a voice message?
Yes, you go on the Odyssey app, you follow Kiss FM, you can send us a voice message. It comes directly to DZ and I, and it's from OG Lori, one of our regulars. Listen to this.
Good morning, Allie and DZ. It's your girl, OG Lori. Just calling to say Happy New Year, happy third anniversary together, and we are looking forward to a great year.
Let's go.
Speaking of, Lori's on the phone, and we're talking about getting our sleep back on track.
OG.
Thanks for leaving us a voice message, Lori. You guys can leave one, too, on the Odyssey app anytime.
Good morning. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. Thanks for saying happy anniversary. DZ and I have been a show for 3 years.
3 years, dog.
And three amazing years at that.
Let's get it. Year 4, baby.
You know what? I have listened to you with Wes, Ronnie, Allie, blah, 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 and DZ knocks them all out the box, let me tell you.
Couldn't agree
he
more.
He is the best thing.
I agree.
Absolutely hands down.
I told my tennis coach that over the break. He said DZ was in here looking for you. I go, he's the best.
Y'all don't got to gas me up. The payments have been made. It's fine. You guys have already been paid. You can stop.
It's true. It's the best show ever. It only took 6 shows, which goes to show 6 is my lucky number.
Uh-huh. Hey, we'll doubled up the pass. 3+3, baby. 6.
6. All right.
Yep,
well,
because it takes 2 times 3 to make 6.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We're so smart, you guys. Okay, Lori.
We love math.
We were talking about getting our sleep back on track now after the holidays. Did you have time off or have you been going the whole time?
Yeah, I work for a machine shop, and most machine shops usually shut down like the last week or two of the year.
Okay.
So, absolutely, that is the very first thing I did was shut off every single alarm I had.
Yes, girl.
Except, dun, dun, dun,
oh, no.
Wait for it.
What?
It didn't matter.
You still woke up
anyway, didn't you?
No. I didn't wake up. I would have happily slept.
The dogs.
You get the paw whap in the face, or you get the cold nose poking you in the face.
The nose boop to the cheek saying, hey, I got to go outside, dog.
Well, you got to remember, they're on my work schedule.
Right.
So
that's why
even though my alarm don't go off, their alarm goes off.
It's a responsibility having a puppy.
We're convincing Allie not to get a puppy.
You know I love them more than anything in this world.
Here's the thing, though. The solution is not get a dog. Like I was saying, how do you get back on track with your sleep? Lori's saying get a dog, and I'm like,
no,
I'm good.
No.
Maybe in the summer.
What a fence.
Lori, love you.
Love you guys. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. Great to hear from you.
All right. And you know who's next? One of our other regulars. He got his theme song. Did he get the theme song in 2025?
I think he got it before 20.
Because you got to call 5 days in a row to get it. And Sean in West Bend.
I think he got it in 24.
He might have. He probably, yeah, because he had twins. Because
he had any little boo thing. It was 24. It was 24.
He got his wife pregnant at 40, and he was all mad about it, and he didn't, nobody taught him anything in health class, I guess.
Yeah.
No, they taught me. I just don't listen.
That part.
Neither, most people don't. Okay?
My wife will attest to that.
Sean, I thought about you when I drove to Key Wascom this weekend.
Oh, wow. What were you doing up there?
Kelly in Sussex went to get some tattoos at a tattoo shop at Alter Ego Tattoos. Shout out to the woman
that's where my wife got her tattoos at.
Nice.
So look at that.
So Allie tagged along.
Not an ad, but it could be. So yeah, I thought of you when I passed West Bend. But what's going on? Is your sleep off?
It's getting better now because we've gotten the twins out of our room into their own room now.
Ooh, clutch. Clutch.
But, so now we just stay consistent with getting them to bed on time and try and just adjust when we get up and keep them asleep, because if they wake up,
it's over.
They rile themselves up.
Mm-hmm. So the holidays didn't affect you guys too bad?
Twins,
you guys good then? The holidays, you guys were good?
Yeah, we're good now.
Wow.
I pulled a DZ and didn't turn my alarms off for the first couple of days.
See? Why? Keeps you in rhythm.
Just because I forgot.
Oh, okay.
I had a holiday weekend, so it was just Wednesday, Thursday.
Sean.
Just forgot to turn them off.
Nothing worse than going on vacation and then being woken up at 4 a.m. by the alarm you forgot to turn off. Like, I can't believe you were okay with that. I would have lost it. So lucky.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm up early every day anyways.
Well, the second solution is have a baby.
Thank
you.
Thanks.
Okay, bye, Sean.
I explicitly said that's not the solution.
Okay. Thank God.
He said clarifications.
Thank God. Okay,
love
bye.
It. Good to hear from you, man. Peace.
Let me go to the text. How do you guys get your sleep back on track is what we've been talking about, because everybody has been off. A lot of people have been off over the holiday.
Kids were off school. You already know.
Somebody said train your
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Dog to sleep in. My three wake up when I do, 6 a.m. or 11 a.m. So good.
So if you don't move, they don't move. Okay.
Somebody else said, so good to have y'all back. I agree. This is hands down the best show Kiss ever had. Happy anniversary, Rachel in New Berlin. Hey,
thank
girl.
You, Rachel.
Love you, Rachel. And somebody said, can we have some good drama from some of the other co-host show? I mean, maybe one day.
Maybe
whatever.
Maybe for the tell-all book.
Which I would happily write.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.